Hashtag KC Soccer News. Only on KC 107.7.
Welcome to KC 107.7. You've still tuned in to KC Soccer Calmer. One of the first guests on this show was Chris Lessig. Chris owns, runs, and manages a business that's called The Dumb Butler. Welcome to The Dumb Butler on KC Soccer Calmer.
Good day, everyone. How are you doing?
Chris.
Nice speaking to you again, Rashad.
Absolutely pleasure having you. I can remember us dancing for the first episode. Do you remember that?
We remember definitely, yes.
Chris, you're in the hospitality business. You supply branded material, customized material. You want to tell us more about what you do?
Yes, let me quickly tell you. We from the Dumb Butler Hospitality Suppliers, and we supply everything you need for guest houses, hotels, businesses, from cotton linen, blankets, bathroom products, gifts, uniforms, crockery, and hospitality equipment. That is what we do.
I asked this question about 8 months ago. I'm going to ask again. Why the Dumb Butler?
Because the Dumb Butler is very tongue-in-cheek, and it actually means you've got a reliable supplier. But a dumb waiter is something that they use in the hotel that you can hang your coats and everything on, and the Dumb Butler is actually a lift that you put in, that you get in hotels, that you transfer your food from the bottom of the hotel up to the guest rooms.
Duh.
So,
I learned something new.
Yes. So that is, yeah, you've got a reliable servant if you make it the Dumb Butler.
Okay, that's interesting, Chris. Yeah. I've been in the tourism and hospitality sector for 2 decades. I didn't know that one thing, what the Dumb Butler is. Let me give you my explanation. I thought that as a Dumb Butler, you're putting your brand that's quietly talking and serving you or doing work on behalf of you. That's why I thought the Dumb Butler is branded material that's talking about your brand all the time. So anyway, that was my interpretation, but I love what you just...
Thank you very much. Yeah. One is never too old to learn, I suppose.
Yeah, of course. But Chris, you go more than the hospitality, you do a whole lot of branding and promotional items as well.
That's correct, yes. Corporate gifting, branded corporate gifting and clothing, we do that all the time. You need gazebos, you need banners, flags, branded pens, branded T-shirts, golf shirts, caps, gifts, everything. You can follow us on our Facebook page, the Dumb Butler Hospitality Suppliers. You can check us on our website, or you can Google us. You will find us everywhere. We actually just, when we were voting on the 29th of May, we actually turned 19 this year.
Hey, happy 19th birthday.
Thank you very much.
On your birthday, we're getting a new government.
We're still waiting for the government to get the light.
Thank you so much for that, Chris. Now we'll remember. It's because of the Dumb Butler we're having a new government.
Yes, thank you. I hope so.
Chris, from time to time, I see that you have different promotions. You do different things, obviously, to entice the market, to stimulate your sales. What are we doing at the moment?
Currently, we are concentrating on what everyone is looking for, drinking ware. I don't know. It's winter time, so everyone is looking for flasks and water bottles and pens, something to brand, because you have to remember this time of the year, there is a lot of schools and businesses are having year-end functions and corporate functions. So they're all looking for something cheap, but something that is not, you know, offensive to the company's name. So they need to get their name, their branding out there. So a pen and a water bottle, something like that is just one of the lower end.
But it gets your brand out there.
It gets the brand out. You will be surprised. I'm just quickly gonna touch on this subject. A branded pen. If you are a company, a small company, and you need your brand to go out, to get out there very quick, a branded pen is the ideal item. Because once you've got a branded pen, let's say, for instance, I was at your office and I go to the garage and I'm filling up petrol. The petrol guy attendant, he takes my pen by accident and he uses it for the day. Someone else comes by, he takes that pen. He's on an airplane to Dubai and your pen travels along the way. He goes to a hotel there. They forget the pen there. That pen travels within a week around the world and your name is getting out there. And that is the advantage of having a pen. It's so much better than a business card.
I like the way you explain that. And true. I mean, I pick up pens whenever I'm somewhere in a hotel or I like them. I just keep them. I always want a pen handy and you won't believe it. In my laptop bag, there's three pens. I don't know why, but there is three pens. I always keep a backup.
And you will be surprised. You always run out of pens. It doesn't matter if you're alone in the office, you never have a pen available.
It does happen that way. Chris, how do people get in touch with you? Your website, telephone numbers?
Telephone number is very, very easy. You think of Jan van Riebeeck, 083-426-1652, the 26th of April, 1652. And then you can check on my website, tdbutzer.co.za, or the Facebook page, or Instagram, the Dan Butzer Hospitality Suppliers. And you can find us on LinkedIn as well if you need to go there.
Chris, you operate in just the Winelands area or throughout the country?
Throughout the country, we moved down to the Winelands now with COVID, originated from the Free State, but we've been busy, as I said, we turned 19, been doing business all over the country for the past 19 years. So, yes, no one needs to be scared of us. No one needs to feel the nice thing is we're local. We're not like Shine and those places you need to go abroad or you put your money to a Chinese guy. You don't know where this guy is. You're never going to see him again in your life. We're local. You can get to us very easily. You can speak to us anytime you'd like.
We love supporting local. Chris, thank you so much. Always a pleasure talking to you. And you owe us a visit at some point.
I will, definitely. Thank you very, very much, Nashon.
Have a great evening. Okay then.
All right, you as well. Thanks, bye. Guys.
#KCSoccerKings only on KC 107.7.